The Science of Service podcast. Beneath the tip of the security iceberg. 25th March 2024 by Melanie Clark. This time our focus is the tricky but essential business of protecting people, property and assets. By Ian Ellison, Workplace Geeks. Listen to episode 3 now. The Science of Protecting People, Property and Assets. What's your reaction to the word security? Perhaps it triggers thoughts of guards outside shops and buildings, or maybe the queue before you get to purchase duty-free bargains in the airport. The truth is that these are just the commonly experienced tip of an interconnected security iceberg. In fact, have you ever stopped to think what it really takes to keep our homes, buildings, and organizations safe? And what about public services, towns, and cities? If you haven't, try it now. Get a blank sheet of paper to map it out. Start in the middle with the things you value the most. Family, friends, home and car, for example. Now think about the different ways you or others on your behalf keep them secure. One thing is for sure, the detail and complexity of security in our lives is staggering. A protective mindset, which brings me to episode 3 of the Science of Service podcast, hosted by the Workplace Geeks, Chris Moriarty and me, Ian Ellison. This time our focus is the tricky but essential business of protecting people, property, and assets. To set the scene, we turn first to an industry expert, namely Professor Alison Wakefield, co-director of the University of West London's Cybersecurity and Criminology Centre. Alison thinks in terms of protective security, with physical, personnel, information, and technical elements. This framework is also adopted by the UK, Australian and New Zealand governments, and shows the scope of what must be taken into consideration when implementing an effective security strategy. Securing cities in the sky, protective security also sits at the forefront of Andy Donaldson's mind as head of security for Real Estate Management UK Ltd. REM is responsible for a multi-billion pound property portfolio that includes iconic properties like the Shard in London. Andy describes it as a vertical, self-contained city in the sky. Not only is the Shard home to Mitie's head office, but it also contains a multitude of business, healthcare, leisure, and residential facilities. Chris is lucky enough to join Andy on a tour of the Shard, getting a first-hand glimpse into the secrets of the 95-story building's security. Security transformation. We then turn to Mitie's security experts. As a member of the group executive leadership team, Jason Towse is responsible for a broad range of services, including security, while Emma Shaw heads up the intelligence services team as managing director. Between them, they paint a rich picture of how Mitie is combining traditional security services with advanced intelligence and risk insights. A genuinely integrated security system requires careful consideration of threats to human, physical, digital, and intangible assets, such as brand and reputation. And Mitie is leading the way. Swimming pool size constraints. Imagine aviation-grade security in a space the size of a swimming pool, with a constant throughput of customers and trains. This is the scenario facing Matt Rogers, head of UK security for Eurostar. Extreme constraints like this are often a driver for both product and service innovation. Once again, Chris gets access all areas, joining Matt on a visit to the Eurostar hub to see how these unique challenges are tackled. Even with robust security checks in place, Mitie plays a crucial role in making sure the customer experience remains seamless. And we learn how risk and intelligence-based people, property and asset protection feature significantly in the science of service arsenal. Delivering diversity. To round out the show, we return to Professor Wakefield to consider employment opportunities within the profession. It's well known that the increasing digital complexities of the FM sector require upskilled data science and tech capabilities. A refreshing upshot of this is the opportunity for more equality, diversity, and inclusion in the security profession. And with a Mitie-backed partnership through Lynx International to offer an MSc in International Security and Risk Management at the University of West London, both Alison and Mitie are walking the talk too. It's another essential part of the modern security iceberg.